The Holy Gospel is written in the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 29.
Glory to you, Lord.
As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all kinds of sick people and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it's still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they explained, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I came." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord. Well, good morning, and thank you for being here. And good to see some of our cruising crew finally making it back and getting rid of their sickness. Last week we were in Mark. We mentioned that Mark's gospel is a gospel that goes very quickly through Jesus' life. There was a man who was demon-possessed. He was healed, and he was healed how fast?
Immediately.
So that is a key word in the Gospel of Mark. Immediately. When you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the issue in regards to your relationship between a holy God was settled how fast?
Immediately.
You don't have to wonder. You don't have to wait. It happened immediately. And we get to this passage and we hear too that as Jesus is going, his name and his fame is getting to be very popular, and people want to be what? Healed. And those who have demons, released from the demons. You ever want to be healed? Yeah, it's important in our lives, isn't it? It's funny because as we grow older, we don't really realize how important health is. Isn't health more important than riches? Yeah, that's what we kind of find out. And it's difficult sometimes as we get into an aging process or we get ill or we get hospitalization. Illness and that time can be very stressful, not only on the physical body, but on us mentally and spiritually. And so there is that need of the healing. And it's interesting because as Jesus heals, more and more people hear about him and more people come. They go to Simon's house. His mother-in-law was sick. And Jesus, if you look at some of the translations in your Bible, instead of them saying that they immediately told Jesus about the sickness, it really says when she got healed, how fast did she get healed? Immediately. Isn't it neat that God deals with us in that way? Many times, sometimes we're waiting for answers from God. But when it comes to our eternal state, when it comes to the things that God does for us, when he does them, he immediately does them, and they're there, and we can see it. But because of what he had done, all of a sudden, over at Peter's house or his mother-in-law's house, guess what else who's outside? A line of people looking for healing, looking for Jesus. It must have been who knows how late at night, but when Jesus finally takes a rest, he wakes up very early in the morning, it's still dark. And where does he do? He goes in solitude and he goes to pray. to commune with his heavenly Father. Great example for us, isn't it? Have you ever been so busy and you just get exhausted? Maybe people want your time and your energy, or your work is calling and you're loaded up with a lot of things to do. It tells us there's a time you need to take a break and you need to spend time with God. How many in the morning get up before that coffee, spend time with God? It's good to end the day, but it's also good to start the day with God. And even Jesus in his humanity and in his holiness was showing the need to commune with God and spend time with God. That doesn't mean healing the sick, casting out demons wasn't important. But it got him also focused on what his mission was. What was his mission? He tells them when the disciples try to find him and they say, everybody's waiting for you. Everybody's looking for you. I'm sure they started lining up at the door again. So what was it that he told them? Let's go somewhere else. Because what I need to be doing is I'm not focusing on their healing and casting out demons. I'm focused on what? Giving out the good news, the gospel. And even though those things are important, it was important to know that his purpose was to come, was to give the good news. What about us in our daily lives? What's important in your life? What are those things that are set as priorities in your life? Even if you have different types of jobs, as a believer in Christ, there is one focus that we should be having until the Lord calls us home. And what is that? That we should be giving out the gospel. You do that in many ways. You can do it in your lifestyle. You can do it in your habits. You can do it as you witness to others. You can actually share Christ. You can pray for folks. You can even share scripture. However God works that out. But it ought to be a pattern and a habit of life to give the gospel. We went through a series not long ago, How Do I Know That I'm a Follower of Christ? Now we're going to look at how do I spend time to give out the gospel. I'm going to give you five areas. James 4:8 says, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. In verse 10, he says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Number one, we need to draw close to God. If you're keeping God distant, you need to bring time for him. He is there for you any time that you call or request his help, but you need to be drawing near to him. As your test and as your pattern of life, is there room for God? Are you drawing upon him? Are you asking him to guide your steps for the day? Are you asking him to strengthen you? Are you asking him to give scripture and give you someone to witness to? Are you drawing close to God? That's our number one. Number two, Romans 13:8. Owe no one anything except to love each other. One who loves another has fulfilled the law. In your heart, do you care about others? Are others important? Your neighborhood, your neighbor, your family? Does it come to mind in your prayer life? Does it come in your service that you care for others? There's so many people that need to see the love of God.
We are in such a turmoil in this world, and there's so much animosity and division. We need to show the love of Christ. And that needs to be a pattern of our life, that we love one another. Instead of looking for differences or looking for things to argue about, we ought to see how we can show love one to another. Draw close to God. Fill your heart with love for others. And in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, therefore go, make disciples to all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. Strive to walk in discipleship. It's not enough for someone just to know about Christ. It's not that they make a decision, but we want them to also grow in Christ. We have Bible studies. Attend those. Learn from the Word of God as others teach and share. Spend time knowing more about our Savior. And when you have someone next to you, grandchildren, children, neighbors, spend time in discipleship. Share what is on your heart is the fourth thing. Matthew 12, 24 through 40. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out to store up from him, and an evil man brings evil things out, evil stored in him. In your conversations with others, is God in the picture? Do you share what God has done in your life or doing in your life? We talk about the weather. We talk about sports. But if God is important in your life and a priority, people ought to know that. And when they see you, they should know that you're a believer. Share Christ from your heart. And then we trust God. Philippians 2:13, God works in us to will His good pleasure. God places a desire in our heart. The Holy Spirit gives us both the desire and the strength to live for God. So it means that we continually trust in God and let the Holy Spirit do its work. We're not always able to do it. Many times we fail. But we trust in the Holy Spirit will guide us, remind us, and walk us in the path. It's not just healing that we need. We need a focus on the gospel. The good news of Christ, and we need to be sharing that with each other and with the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news, and that it was your focus, and make it our focus too. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.